Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Does the date October 27th, 1997 have any financial significance to you? Is it a time that you remember you were financially fragile as the Hong Kong stock market collapsed? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. October 27th, 1997 is when the Dow was down 550 points with less than half an hour left to the closing bell. Trading was halted for that day. Financial repercussions were felt around the world. There is nothing like a financial crisis to get everyone's attention and change attitudes. Well, the current recession is the money madness everyone's dealing with right now, but the lessons hopefully learned from October 27th, 1997 are being remembered. Reassess, reorganize, and realign your financial plan to ensure your own financial future. When it comes to money, women have unique needs in three areas: investment planning, retirement, and business ownership. We have lower salaries, longer lifespans, and fewer pensions. Those facts add up to a need for a financial plan and action. And since we have longer life expectancy, we need to seek a more balanced portfolio. Money is power, and we women have simply got to become equal to the task. 20 years ago, when my first marriage ended in divorce, I assumed all family debt in order to keep order in the timely and fragile area known as personal credit. The job of restructuring life emotionally and financially was enormous. The post-divorce dollar reserves were small. I'd made a lot of money and lived as many baby boomers did, with confidence that there was more coming from where it had always come, my earning ability, which had been the primary support for the family. But my financial background knowledge was modest then. But my financial future needs were totally dependent on me figuring out how to do what was needed and what needed to be done in a short amount of time. Women face those choices every day. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.